The following is an interview with John Gibson to discuss ERP software selection and implementation, tips, and lessons learned. First of all, John, tell us a little bit about Swingle.
Well, Swingle Lawn Tree and Landscape Care is a business that's been around since 1947 in the Denver area, and we now service the Front Range in Colorado from the Denver to the Fort Collins area. We have 230 employees at our peak. We run 140 trucks. We have 9 divisions spread out over 3 locations, and we make about 120,000 stops a year between all of our different divisions, and that's coordinated by about 75 users of our ERP package.
Okay, and can you tell us, John, a little bit more about your role at the company?
My current role with Swingle is the president of the company. At the time we were going through the selection and implementation process, I was the director of operations.
Well, John, can you tell us, why did Swingle decide to choose a new ERP system?
Well, we had been, for years, developing our own homegrown software, and we called it our legacy system, and we actually called it Swingleware. And we had recognized that we had come to the end of its useful life, and if we wanted to do any leapfrog-type technology using handhelds or anything like that, that we were going to have to move up to a higher and more efficient ERP package. And we also had kind of dysfunctional pieces that weren't all together, and we had a lot of what we call bolted-on parts to our package. So searching for a new ERP system was going to help us be more efficient and, in the long run, help us grow our business.
Why did you choose Panorama to help you with your evaluation and selection process?
Well, we started out doing a little bit of evaluation on our own, and we recognized that our knowledge of systems that were available was pretty small. And so we started looking for a partner to help us go find a new package. And the first group of folks we ran into were very software-specific or vendor-specific. And that led us to try and search out somebody who wasn't going to push us towards, ultimately, their end product that they were representing. And Panorama came across as very non-software-specific and non-vendor-specific, and that made them our number one choice.
Okay. And what were the major steps that you took to evaluate potential ERP solutions?
Well, the first thing that happened was as we came in and actually documented what we had been doing. In our legacy systems, we had a lot of what we called tribal knowledge. A lot of people knew how to run it, but nobody had written it down. So we had to do a little bit of documentation to help us understand what we were doing. And then we put together this list of requirements and kind of a wish list of, wow, if we could do anything, what would it do? And forced ourselves and Panorama to help force us to say, you know, don't look at it 5 years from now, look at it 10 years from now or 15 years from now. What do you think you might need? That helped us put a list together. We were able to prioritize that list and really determine what the critical ones were off of that list as we went out and looked for a new ERP solution. We then casted kind of this really big net to try and grab as many potential packages as possible and not limit ourselves by what we thought we knew about them, whether they were going to be too big or too small. Did an evaluation of the group, narrowed the group down, and eliminated it down to some more likely choices. When we finally got down to 3 specific software packages that we were looking at, we did a demonstration with each one of those 3. And then we negotiated with the top 2 that we had a little bit to try and determine where we might end up, and ultimately made one final purchasing decision with the package that we went with.
Well, it sounds like you considered several options during your evaluation process. What type of ERP package did you choose after you completed the selection process?
We ended up choosing a package that was built off of a base finance package, but ultimately was a CRM package. We did do some linkage to a finance package with the CRM package we chose, but we found this core package also had our routing that we needed and a lot of the other features that we needed for running our business in the multiple divisions that we run.
What were the main deciding factors in helping you choose the right ERP solution?
Well, the key one was is that we had to hit all of the critical requirements that we had defined. We may not have hit everything on our wish list, but we wanted to hit all the critical ones, and that we did a great job with. We had to find something that was within our budget. There were many packages out there that could have done everything we wanted them to, but they were just far outside of the scope of what we wanted to spend for our business or could afford to spend for our business. And then ultimately, we wanted to choose somebody who we could trust as a business partner going forward. Having been a company with a legacy software package, we had this sole dependency on one person who had written the package, and that was scary for us. So we wanted to find a partner that was going to be around for a long time, that had all the resources for us to help us feel like we could grow double, triple, quadruple our business if that was our choice, and not have to go out and find a new package to get that done.
And how did you negotiate with the software vendor?
Well, we had a great recommendation from Panorama when they came in to work with us, and we got down to the final negotiations with the last candidate, where we used Panorama almost as the bad guy. They came in and did the really hard negotiations with us to try and establish a position for us to get what we needed in the negotiations, but also protect us from this future relationship problem we could have. If we didn't get along with our chosen partner after the negotiations, we weren't going to be in a good spot. They did a great job playing the bad guy until we got right down to the final end, where we had some one-on-one negotiations directly to close the deal. But it put us in an incredible spot to start as partners going forward, and not in a bad spot that I think we would have been in if I did the negotiations directly with the vendor.
Okay. And how long did your ERP evaluation and selection process take from start to finish?
Well, being that we had a business to run at the same time, we didn't drop everything and just run this the whole selection process. So we had to work around a little bit of the operational things that are going on in servicing our clients. So we took our time. It took us 9 months from the day that we really started and said, okay, we're ready to kick it off with Panorama and get going, to the date that we finally did our purchase. And on a seasonal business that we have, that was a reasonable time frame for us to be working off of.
Tell us what your biggest challenges were during the selection process.
I think really trying to, maybe for me and for managing the team, was trying to get operations, finance, the customer service group, and the sales team all to agree upon the priority ranking of what's critical in our business. What was critical for one division was not critical for another division, and trying to get everybody on the same page to say, if we can get this, is that more important than what you need? And that was probably the biggest challenge, I think, of the selection process, was right to the beginning of defining what was critical.
Okay. And what advice would you, John, give to someone that is considering a new ERP system?
I think I would tell people, set realistic expectations. Understand that, you know, it's work. It's a lot of work to get a new ERP system selected, and to get the training done, and to get people up to speed, and to manage the change within the business. Understand your budget, and understand that the likelihood that you might go over your budget, and in most cases, I think you will go over your budget. And determine, you know, what the return on investment is going to be when you're actually, you know, sitting down to decide, hey, what's this worth to our business, and how much can we spend? I don't think we understood really how much opportunity there was to improve our business until we started really defining the return on the investment and went, wow, you know, we're really missing a lot in our current systems. It's almost painful to realize what we might have been missing during that, the last 10 years we've been using our old system.
Coming up, part two of the interview with John Gibson, where we'll talk more about implementation tips.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits? Panorama Consulting Group is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management. So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost, and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated. Call us at 303-256-6253. That's 303-256-6253. Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Now, our interview with John Gibson continues. John, we'd like to know, what was your high-level implementation or rollout strategy?
Well, the first thing that Panorama did is came in and actually helped us evaluate the gaps between the legacy software package that we were using and the new one that we were going to choose and start working in our business. We documented those gaps. We started working on change management with our teams, trying to train people and let them know what to expect. Did some very basic training to get people comfortable with the package and get some buy-in with where we were headed, and then started doing some advanced training to really get things solidified in their training. Then we did what we called a fire drill 2 days before we went live, and actually set up a lot of our sales representatives to play customers, which they loved, to call into our customer care reps and test the system at a capacity level and see, put in the middle of a fire, could we pull off a one-day turn the switch, let's go live. And it brought not only an understanding of some of the things that we could improve on in our training, but it also brought a lot of confidence to the system that we were going to, and that, wow, we can pull this off, when 2 weeks earlier, before that time frame, you know, most people were really scared. But by the time we got there, they were all excited about it. We then just kept going piece by piece and started working our way through the, whether it's routing or customer care or even follow up on payments and those kind of things, until we were fully trained and ready to run live.
And how long did the implementation take?
I would say, like I said, we went live overnight, so the implementation is an interesting question. I would say the first 3 months were really implementation. We were live, we were running, we were learning things about the package. We were learning about differences between the two systems and training. But the overall, our expectation was right online. It would take us about 3 months, and that's what it took us. We did find out that we have some scope creep, and we started learning more about the package every day and realizing, wow, we could do a lot more with this than we thought we could. So we're still implementing new phases and new things and changing business processes. It's going to become a continuum of improvement, and how can we do better with what we have?
So how does that compare to what you expected?
I think really we hit it right on, and if anything, we actually exceeded it, because most of the people on our team that, you know, I was in charge and I was the cheerleader, so it made it easy for me. I was excited and knew that we were going to get there. But some of the team members thought, wow, this is never going to happen, and it's going to be detrimental to our business. We're going to lose clients. It's going to be horrible. And they started realizing, wow, this is pretty good, and the implementation timeline is faster than maybe they even imagined it was going to be.
How did your overall implementation budget compare to what you had expected?
You know, we had continued to redo our projections throughout the whole process. And I think one of the key things we did was, through Pam Evans' guidance, was continue to update. When we wanted to configure something, that was part of the original implementation. But when we wanted to start customizing things, we knew that we were going to have a little scope creep, and that was going to add to our budget. And with Panorama's help, we continue to go back to our executive team and advise them of changes. When they're requesting something to be different, hey, this is going to be this much more. Are you ready for that? And if you are, we're happy to include it in the package and keep going forward. And we did that. Ultimately, we ended up in the range of 15 to 20% higher for the overall process than we anticipated the day that we said, hey, this is what it's going to cost us, and we're going to make a purchasing decision.
You know, you mentioned software customization, and this is important because many companies struggle to find the right balance between customizing the software versus using the software as it was intended to be used out of the box. So how did you manage the customization process at Swingle?
Our biggest challenge was having written our prior system. So we had a legacy system that we ran exactly as we thought we wanted our business to run. And when we looked at the new systems where we could configure to run within their business processes, we at all turns had to resist the temptation to customize it. Ultimately, we customized a portion of the system, and it was only for things that were at a highest level critical that we thought really were the difference between our business and our competition. That these things we did were so different than our competition that it gave us an advantage that we had to customize it in. Otherwise, if it was just a different way of doing it and it didn't give any greater value to the client, we just left it alone.
And what was the biggest challenge that you faced during implementation?
Our biggest challenge was the legacy users, all the folks that had built the system in the past and had 10 years or 8 years of working experience in that old package, and their desire, as we've talked a little bit about, to customize the new one. Once we opened the door that we could actually customize, they thought, well, great, we'll just start building it like the old one. Well, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to configure it and use it as is. So getting them over that hump that doing something different doesn't mean it's worse was probably the biggest challenge. The other one is the temptation, which you hear all of these scary stories about people that get so far into an implementation and then they punt and they go backwards and they go back to the old system. We continue to reinforce there is no going back. It is not an option. You know, the old failure is not an option. That's not what we were going to do. And to be consistent with that with our team was very helpful. They knew that they had to keep plowing through it and they had to keep learning, and we were eventually going to get it right.
Okay. John, how did you handle the people side of the implementation?
Well, the key part, I think, was involvement. We involved a large number of people early on, and that came directly from the recommendations from Panorama. Had we have done it ourselves, we would have had a very small group of people in a room just banging it out and getting things done and saying how we were going to run our business. But through Panorama's guidance, actually taking some teams and getting some involvement from other people throughout the different levels of the business gave us some buy-in that, hey, we've had input, we understand the package, we're here to help. And then training people through the whole implementation or heading up to when we went go live, and then encouraging them, you know, enforcing that these are the things we're going to do and we're going to stay within this specific system. Talking about the training gaps, there's things that we were doing in the old package through tribal knowledge, and in the new package, hey, we actually have resources to teach you those things, and this is where you get them. Continuing to tell them it's not an option to go back, I think, is key. If they have any inkling that there's an option to turn around, they're likely going to lead down that road.
And what type of benefits have you seen from your new ERP system since you completed the implementation?
Probably above all is the streamlined processes, the efficiencies that the new ERP system has brought to our business. We now have standards of how to deal with certain things that in our old system, there were multiple ways to do it, and that was detrimental to the accuracy of our system. The training of our new team is so much easier on the new package. When you're building a package, you think you're building it to the easiest way to be to use it for your clients. And we found out we'd actually built this monster that was difficult to run. So having all these things together, all the information in one place, has really led to better customer service is probably the key result.
Okay, so it sounds like your ERP initiative has had a measurable impact on your business. How do those business benefits compare to what you had expected to achieve?
Some of them are so amazing that they have instantly become part of our business culture, and we've already forgotten the advantage that we've gotten. As an example, the documentation that we can now put on a customer's location that in the past could have been in a file in a building, 60 miles away, it's now at everybody's fingertips. And what we're accepting for the communication with our clients today versus what we accepted in the past are two different worlds. Our clients are so much more informed. Our customer care reps, our representatives, our even our field technicians have information at their fingertips that they never had in the past.
Thanks, John. Here's one last question for you. What lessons learned or advice would you share with someone who's about to implement a new ERP system?
I think I'd start by saying, going back to one of my earlier comments, having the operations, finance, sales, customer care, even the IT department all together involved in the process, working together on teams, will bring success to it. I think, understanding that the outside resources, if you bring in outside resources to help you with the package, whether it's the selection or the implementation, it allows you to continue to run your business without draining your core resources. And there were times where, I felt that we really drained our core resources to work on the ERP selection implementation, and had we have retained panorama a little bit longer than we did, we probably would have been more efficient and even got some of the implementation done at a sooner date. A key example, we got right to the end, and we had what we thought was maybe 2 to 3 months left on the implementation. And as an executive team, we made a decision to tell Panorama, hey, we can take this on our own from here. And looking back, that's the single largest decision I would change. Because what was 3 months of some final pieces of projects may have drug out to 6 to 9 months based on the fact that I had a real job to do other than this project, and they could have taken care of it for us. I think the other thing that I would say is continue to be firm, fair, and consistent through the whole process. Make sure that all of your employees understand that you're making decisions based on the future, not on the past. And you're going to be fair to each one of them and listen to their opinions, but we have to be consistent in these are the answers and this is how we're going to go forward. I did find a point where we weren't consistent and we changed our mind on decisions going through the process, and those were very painful to go back and redo once we recognized we'd changed our mind.
Thanks, John. That was some great information for our listeners, and we sure do appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks, Chris. I enjoyed being here, and if you can tell, I'm passionate about the whole process and really hope that people feel the same way as they go through it in their business. Have a great day.
That concludes our interview with John Gibson. Thanks for listening.